Well, we talk food on Wednesdays, and for many of us, saying goodbye to summer is not such an easy thing. But there is one way to capture summer in a bottle, so to speak, or in a jar anyway. With the abundance of nice fruits and vegetables that are coming out of our gardens and farmers markets, canning offers us a great way to eat summer tomatoes in the dead of winter. It's not just for your great Aunt Tilly in World War II. No, no, it's for you and me. Well, with me now, our takeaway food contributor, Kathy Gunst. Kathy is author of the recently released books Stonewall Kitchen Breakfast and Stonewall Kitchen Winter Celebrations, and also John Forte. John is the curator of historic landscapes at the Strawberry Bank Museum, a museum that preserves nearly four centuries of original gardens in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Well, Elizabeth, let me start with you. Canning, I mentioned your dear old Aunt Tilly in 1943. You know, I got to be honest, that's where I thought canning belonged. And, Kathy, forgive me, that's where I thought canning belonged and, you know, putting things in jars for the winter. This is a 21st century pursuit.
Well, it's certainly come back. It's a trend that's come full circle. I didn't grow up on a farm, and I didn't grow up with a grandmother or a great aunt that did it. But the way I came to it was through planting my own garden. Anybody that plants a garden, big, small, or medium, finds out that all the tomatoes tend to come in at the same time, and all the corn is ripe at the same time, and all the onions come in. So what do you do with this?
Not to mention the zucchini. Not the zucchini, which come in huge.
Forget about zucchini. You can't even sell that stuff. Where I live, people put out little tables with signs that say, "Free, please take me."
I've seen that. I've seen that in Hanover, New Hampshire.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's true. And people drive right by and they went, another zucchini.
Well, I've got a stack of them at home. That's why, because they don't want your neighbor's zucchini, because they have a cordwood-sized pile at home.
Exactly. But, I mean, that's a great basis for a zucchini relish or a zucchini pickle. And you put that up in some cans and you open that in February or give it to some friends around the holiday when you don't want to go to a mall. And suddenly zucchini is like a golden crop.
All right. Well, John Forte, let me bring you in this, because, you know, sort of philosophical. Here, you know, preservation of food is as old as human civilization, isn't it? And you know, that and like building houses are the biggest hedges against the whims of nature that we've ever had. You know, you can salt your kill and bury it, or you can put your tomatoes and zucchini in a jar for the winter. But is it passé? Does this have a place in 2009? We have refrigerators and we have the grocery store.
Well, we have refrigerators and grocery stores, but sometimes that creates a situation where we're so disconnected from the source of our food that we forget how wonderful a truly ripe tomato hot from the sun in your own garden is, or what it tastes like to eat summer in a jar in the middle of winter time when you bring these things back from your garden. Today, I think it's a really important part of a national conversation about eating locally and what that means to preserve resources and go into a more sustainable future. And honestly, to get kids involved in a process, too, because I think today there are so many kids that are uncomfortable in the outdoor environments. They don't have any idea what to do when you tell them to go out and play. So working in a garden together, putting up the fruits of your labors together, is a great way to get a whole family engaged and also eat more healthfully and in a more cost-effective manner.
One of the most important parts of good canning is getting a good seal on that jar. Let's find out. I happen to have a home canned jar of, it looks like, a tomato and eggplant here, and I just want to hold it up to the mic here and open it up, and let's see if we got a good seal. See if I can get it off at all. Well,
that's a good sign.
Oh, here we go. It is a good sign. I got to use my fingernails because I've been given, I think it's a good seal. Well, I can't get it off with my fingernails because I haven't been given a spoon or a knife to pry it off, and I think I was expected to actually eat this with no utensil. So I would have used my finger. I might have a utensil coming in here. We'll see if we got a good seal. But Kathy, you said the abundance of food that comes out of our gardens and being able to taste it fresh. Why is this better than freezing?
Well, when you can something, what you're doing is immediately sealing in all those flavors from right here, right now. What John was talking about, the local food movement, eating seasonally, is something we read about endlessly. But this is a way to actually make it happen.
All right, Jay, hang on. Jay just came in. I've got my fork here, and what I'm going to try
there?
To do is I want to see if we got a good seal on this. Oh, a bottle opener, even better. It's easier than it sounds.
The dramatic moment is building.
Well, whoever did this, here we go.
Actually, a very dear friend of mine, Karen Frillman, who works there in New York, followed my recipe for roasted tomato sauce, which will be on your website. And
I think that's what I've got here.
It's exactly what you have. I have a jar in front of me as well.
Well,
let
me give it.
The fact that you're having trouble opening it is a good sign.
It is. Well, that means you're an expert canner because it had a great seal on it. Let me give it a try because I've got it open now, and luckily I have a fork, which is nice. Hang on one second.
Okay. I'm getting hungry just listening.
Yeah, see, I have to tell you, my skepticism about canning is that I like my fruits and vegetables crispy. I don't really go in for sort of the soft, mushy stuff too much, and I've never been a huge fan of tomato sauce. But this sauce, Kathy, is unbelievably flavorful. It does taste like it just came out of the garden.
I'll tell you two secrets with this. A lot of people think making tomato sauce means quitting your job for a week. All I do is I take all the tomatoes I can get from my garden, from a local farmer's market, from a neighbor's garden, anyone that's willing to give it to me. I chop them up. I don't peel it. I don't seed it. I throw it in a huge roasting pan with some beautiful onions and garlic and basil and salt and pepper and olive oil. I put it in a 450-degree oven, and I walk away. Okay, this is what canning has become. So what happens is all these vegetables caramelize, and they get a kind of smoky flavor from the high heat.
They stew in there. They stew in there together.
And then that's it, literally.
Yeah.
You put them in your jar, your sterilized jar. You seal them up, and come December, come February, you open that jar, you smell those tomatoes. It's ambrosial. It's really like magic stuff. You don't have to peel, you don't have to seed, and you don't spend the entire day cooking.
Well, I've opened the jar finally. I've got it open here on the air, and I'm tasting that sunshine and the smoky flavor right now. Kathy Gunst, thanks for making this. Kathy's author of the recently released books Stonewall Kitchen Breakfast and Stonewall Kitchen Winter Celebrations. John Forty joined us. He's curator of historic landscapes at the Strawberry Bank Museum, preserves horticultural history and garden history in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.